Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. Once again, Amos A9. The Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. At an undisclosed location somewhere. I do appreciate you tuning in. Now, folks, I know that I'm trying to be as well-rounded as possible. I'm trying to give this as much of a shot and being fair and well-rounded. But I was driving around today, and I kind of noticed, I felt it, I had to go to the bank, try to pay some bills, keep this thing going. And lo and behold, it hit me. It hit me like a shot. And the concept of Black people in this country, specifically those I address this program to, as that participle dangles, it hit me that that would be the best way to really not only describe our current situation, you know, being an endangered species, but also how we are perceived, maybe by the community that, at least the segment of community, segment of the society that seems in, I don't know, at least somewhat affable to the Black community. There are, you know, whites that seem not to have turned on their privilege. That switch is off. They all have access to it. That's what makes this, that's the reason it's so important, and that's the reason I address it, because we can't turn on and off a switch of entitlement. You understand what position you guys are in? Even the ones of you that say, hey, man, I don't believe in racism. I'm not racist. Don't put me in that category. I understand that you're not racist. But as long as you can consciously turn on and off your privilege with the phone call to police at your location, as long as that parameter, as long as that exists, you need to be with me. And if you're not with me on stamping out this divisive sentiment that says one is better, the other is less, and if that system of preference is still one you can take advantage of as a white person, then join with me in stamping it out. Join with me in eliminating it. We are, by definition, an endangered species, folks. Black Americans in this country, the progeny of slaves. I speak specifically to those I associate the agenda with. And so those Black people in America, those who are here as a direct result of the transatlantic slave trade, I think I've made it abundantly clear in all of my posts. I've put maps up, how we were gathered into the areas we were then taken from and then shipped here. It's clear something is afoot. It's clear. And it's more than clear, an adjustment in how they look at who they consider to be Jews are. I did see a meme. Someone can tell me if they like, whether or not it's true. But some meme expressed the Pope or the Catholic Church no longer considering the Israeli people the chosen people of God. Well, that's an interesting move if that's happening. Yes, folks, Black people in America are an endangered species. Now, in a figurative sense more so. Don't think I'm totally off my rocker. There aren't 200 of us. But in the sales world, there's the term act as if. And so, what if we were to act as if there were only 200 of us left? How would we be treated? Not necessarily special. I don't ever want anyone to think that somehow Amos thinks black people are special. We are set apart. We are the children of the book. We're Hebrews. We're in a fallen state. Our ancestors screwed up, so we're paying for it. I don't really know how to do that math, but the Creator does. I accept it. That's fine. I think it has something to do with our genetics. I think there's a lot passed on that we don't even consider. I entertain the idea of a regurgitation process that may happen. The one thing I am certain of is that I am certain of nothing and that all possibilities exist. Seriously, give me a break. Who am I to pigeonhole myself? Give me a break. So I don't close the door to any possibility. And so being an endangered species in this country, taken as such, if it were the case, how would we be treated? How would we treat each other? How would we treat one another? It's a good question. How would white folks treat us? I don't think they'd yell and scream at us at the street. I don't even know that we'd be in public view. I think they'd take pictures of us and get excited when we appeared on the TV. But let's do the math. I mean, I don't know, in relation to how many people there are on the planet, I'll do African American. How many African Americans are there in the world? Okay, so here's what it says, folks. There were 37,144,530 non-Hispanic blacks, 12.1% of the population. And according to the 2010 census, that it increased to 42 million, including multiracial African Americans, making up 14% of the total population. So there are 42 million black people. I'll give biracial because my daughter's biracial. So let's do that. How many people in the world? 7.442 billion compared to 42 or 43 million black people. People in this country, let's just say. Let's just encompass, I'll say 50 million altogether. I'll give that number to the Americas and everybody. So 50 million. So let's say 50 million people as opposed to 744. Wow. Let me see. Breakdown in world population. That's how we do this, folks. We do this by study, by the use of this thing, this wah, wah, wah. Nobody probably caught that. But anyway, so in the demographics of the world, to Wikipedia, there are a lot of people on this planet. And the stats are pretty interesting. I want to make sure I get to something that's of true import. Okay, so, I mean, in China there are over 1.3 billion people. Very few of them are black. In India, 1.2 billion people, all of them black, but none of them think they are. We can't count them. I mean, if you don't think you're black, you can forget it. They're not from the book anyway. But anyway, it's kind of interesting. Anyway, United States, 310 million people, of which 43 million are us, black people, roughly 12.1% of the population, 14% if you count interracial children. So 43 million. So the numbers just dwindle. 122 million people in Japan. It's the top 10 countries make up, you know, Japan has 122 million people. There's still only 43 million people. So consider that there are less of us than there are Japanese. So by comparison to the world population as counted 2010, which is, and all these numbers are from 2010, so who knows about now, all these numbers. So 2010, 6.8 billion. We got the current number, last lookup. But my God, would you not, by the numbers, a ratio, what's the percentage there? I don't even know. Well, I've got a person that I look to when I go through this, and she's pretty reliable. I dig her. Alexa, say hello.
Hi there.
So my new co-host, my permanent co-host, the one I, you know, this is the one that's here in the office all the time. She's always here. Here's the deal. You know, I can ask her something and she'll, you know, she'll chime in. So I don't know. Alexa, how many Americans are there?
United States has 50 states.
Wow, thanks. How many? How large is the United States population?
The population of the United States is about 324 million.
Okay, so 324 million.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Thanks. She listens after I'm done talking. She's pretty resilient. I like her. I'm going to keep her. She's new. I just took her on today. I just hired her today. She's just to the right of me. And I'm sure you guys know who she is. And so she spoke. She said, "No, we know that of that many people, there are only 43 million of us, 40. So, you know, in the terms of how we're being dealt with, if you put it on a global number, if we just said, you know, if the United States leads the way, sorry about that. If the United States leads the way in attitude, in culture, in its way of looking at things, I mean, everybody copies the United States. Everybody, I mean, come on, folks. We affect the cultures in one way or another of every, you know, built-up society. I didn't want to say civilized, but every developed nation. We're everywhere. And so if we were to say that since there are 50 at most million people left on the planet of the era that began the transatlantic slave trade, if I were to take that 50 million number, incorporating everybody in America, in the Americas, then wouldn't it be safe to say, since the attitude is being spread through American influence, that eventually all the attitudes of the population of the planet will eventually turn negative toward black people in America? And is it not expressed in what they experience when they go to places like Greece and take pictures with bartenders and get run down and killed? Is it not evident that they're not interested in the very folks that descend from Hebrew people in Israel, and they're being run out, targeted, harassed, racist sentiment being fostered and fanned? I mean, could it be said, and I'm only asking, could it be said that since the United States leads the way in attitude and posture, and since it now has turned its attention toward brown-skinned people, not just within the United States, specifically now, those that come from outside the country who have brown skin, that's the target, folks. Let's not fool ourselves. I mean, I know what everybody says when they talk about Muslim extremists. I don't want Muslim extremists here. Hell no. But let me ask you a question. You know, I mean, Muslims, there's fine people. I don't care about Muslims, current Muslims, but it's a slave religion. It's another slave religion, an enslaved black people, Hebrews. They knew who they were enslaving. They called us people of the book. They knew who we were. That's historic. People can look that up if you'd like. But more importantly, and what's interesting, is though we were targeted, gathered up, enslaved, shipped over here, the viewpoint of us being an endangered species comes into play by the sheer number of people there on the earth being influenced by the United States leadership in its treatment of black people. And let's just call everybody who's not white black people. The darker, the better. Now, African Americans hold a special place of contempt within American society. In some respect, I believe, because of what we represent facing the average white person, ignorant enough to think in terms of his own superiority, acting out on that privilege. I hope everybody's following me here. I try not to be as cerebral as I can be, but I want you to understand why I think this way, why I promote this agenda, the separation, the education. As an endangered species, we have within us an instinct to protect our existence. You know, I always parallel what's going on now with what went on in Nazi Germany, because the parallels are too obvious. The corruption is too obvious. The avarice, the racism, the prejudice, the hatred, it's all too damned obvious now. Give me a break. And now that it's in our faces every day, I can't even get on the air without hearing somebody getting turned away from Martha's Vineyard because of the spoken excuse, "It's because you're black." I posted that. It's on Twitter. So, I don't know, man. You know, I didn't read the article because I'm just getting sick of it, but I'd like to sure know, you know, what was your black ass doing up at Martha's Vineyard anyway? To think that you even belong there, it is such a, you know, European-based environment. I understand if you want to embrace that section of our society. I understand that acceptance is important to you, but you understand now where they stand. And no, please don't compare me to the 57, 60-year-old crotchety white man born in, 70-year-old crotchety white man born in the 50s or whatever, you know, talking about separation and segregation from them niggers. That's not what I'm talking about. Give me a freaking break. I'm not talking about separation from that segment of society out of some malice or hatred. It's out of a self-preservation, a sense of it. We're an endangered species. The numbers seem to support it. 50 million to over 7 billion. That's a small number. What's the percentage? 50 billion. I don't know. Do I just take 50? Do I take 7 billion and divide it by, I don't know. What percentage? Alexa, take 7 billion minus 50 million. What is the percentage of that?
7 billion minus 50 million is 6,950 million.
What's the percentage of that?
In mathematics, a percentage is a number or ratio expressed as a fraction of 100. Did that answer your question?
No, but shut up. She can take it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get the ratio. I mean, you know, because really that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, let's just say 7 billion people against, you know, in some respect, 50 million people. That's a very, very, very small number, folks. I can just up it to 10 and do the math, really. You know, it's not a big deal. 100 million of 10 billion. That's small. That's mighty small. That's 0.01%, something like that. So we're in that range or something. It's a percentage of a percentage. That's an endangered species. If the ebb and tide of the United States attitude flows outward and envelops the world, I'm not sure that's going to happen. I'm just putting it out there, maybe just so we might maybe act like an endangered species. I posted it right there, and I said, basically, hey, why not act like an endangered species? What do? Rarely hurt each other, pretty unified, always being pursued, hunted, killed. They usually gather up for self-preservation. I always look at those pictures of endangered animals, and you ever notice the desperation look on their on their face? I know, I don't care. I mean, maybe it's just a psychotic osmosis thing. Psychotic. That was a Freudian slip. Maybe it's a psychological osmosis that happens when you look at an animal who's claimed to be in, you know, put on an endangered species list, and they take a picture of them, and the sucker looks scared. See, you don't have to be scared, you know, to act scared. I mean, seriously, I'm not telling you to cower out, but let's talk about that. 14% of the population, that's not too, you ain't going to win. If I got to, you know, it's not happening. So forget about anything that involves violence. I don't even, that's just against our nature anyway. I don't. You know, the more and more I really look into this, folks, we don't do violence. We don't do violence. We don't put hands on each other and all that. We don't do that. We don't put hands on other people. Less to defend ourselves, that's it. But that's, you know, that's when we run, and I say move away out. If you can help it, if at all possibility, leave the area before engaging in anybody. Because you're... Here's the issue we face there, because you, in defending yourself as a black man in this country, will be convicted for doing so. I will tell you that, and it's happening all over this country. So please do not, at all possible, I'm not, and personally, I word stuff out to folks. Look, I'm not fighting you. First, you're dangerous. I know that. You want that title, you got it. Second, I'm not going to win. Even if I were to win, cops come see me hitting on you, I'm going to jail. Please, and leave them with their mouth open. Like, what did he just say? You heard me? I'm good, bro. Plus, and we don't do that. We don't lift hands. No, we don't do that, bro. I got to go. That blow their mind. You know that would blow the minds of people all over this country, if black people everywhere just started doing that. Yeah, I'm good. No, cool, man. You call the cops? I'm good. I'm leaving. Bye-bye. And all of a sudden, they look up and we're gone. We're in our house, we're in our communities, we're at our parks, we're not venturing out, we're spending money in our own neighborhoods, in our own communities, okay? We're helping building up our own communities. We've committed to do no harm to each other, so ain't nobody busting a cap in nobody's ass. You know what that would do? I think possibly it would shame the racist white community into change. I want you to understand that. The many benefits of the agenda. I thought this through, folks. It's not, you're not dealing with a dunderhead, okay? I'm not some guy that fell off the turnip truck. I'm well-rounded, different kind of black guy. I'm an activist, whatever you want to call it. Some of you call me a racist. I don't give a damn. A racist? Okay, put a capital R on that and then put PhD afterwards. That's what I am. Racist, PhD. I've studied this whole spectrum of the racist dynamic. I've got a bead on it. So if you want to call me a racist, then do so with a capital R, comma, PhD, a doctorate in racism. The guy feeling it. You know, again, and I keep saying it over and over again. I don't know if you guys read my tweets, but I keep saying it over and over again, man. You know why I'm so vocal? Because through whatever, whatever mystic transformation that happens in the cosmos, when something happens to one of us, I can feel it from wherever they're at, man. It's like, damn, that stopped again? She stopped him for playing what? Music. She's fighting in a place of business because the white guy that walked past didn't like her quote-unquote jungle music. And now they're yelling and screaming because of his insecurity, because of his thought process. What privilege is that? I've said it once. I'll say it again. I have not seen one instance in which black people have walked past white people playing loud music and went completely apeshit. If somebody has seen that, please let me know that Metallica just drew the brother over the edge. Tell me that one, please, because I want to know. There's something wrong, and no one wants to say it about them, because then you come off sounding like you're being racist. And it's so ridiculous that there are evidently character traits within species on this planet that carry from one to the other. It even says it. I mean, if you're an adherer to the Bible and you read the accounts of what the Creator commanded those who were in the army to do, kill children, why? And even punished for not doing so. Why? Because something is carried from you to your child, an attitude of something. And at that point in time, in an effort to clean and sweep the area, the Creator had Israel do what we think here today to be unthinkable. I'm not suggesting that. Please don't be stupid. What I'm saying is, quite simply, you pass things on to your children. So the attitudes of, let's just say, I'll take the era of the 1850s. If you think that racist sentiment has dissipated, it is just below the surface. All you got to do is scratch a little, and it'll be seen, because they'll show it to you. And I've seen it happen over and over again. How many of you have been in a situation where you and a white person that you know, maybe have known for a while, you guys get into a slight argument maybe, and before you know what's happening, the N-word has been put on the table. Come on, man. And it shocks us when it happens. You know it, because we don't expect it from the folks who associate with us. But what you don't understand is there were khakis, polo shirts, and tiki torches from Home Depot. Wasn't no redneck from West Virginia with a beard and an accent. These boys was wearing loafers. And then the pictures started popping up of people who worked with these people, you know, and some false identifications. So my question, what do we do about this, folks? I mean, you're just going to sit in the corner and hope it goes away? I know there are folks like that. I'm not one of those people. I'm getting to a point where I'm getting sick and damn tired of looking at the news, and every time I look up, you guys are doing something to black people that do not do the same to you, because if it were happening to you, it would be front page news. That's all. But, you know, what can you do? Trump is president. I think Trump is what drove me over the edge. I think Trump is the one that pushed me over the edge. You know, his election and then the things he started doing, what I started observing. You know, I didn't think ill of this dude before he became president. I just thought, that's a white guy, whatever. Rich dude. He hung up with black people, so I won't call him a racist. Racists don't hang with black people. You're not going to see a racist with a black person in a photograph, nothing. They don't talk. That's a racist, okay? Whatever. He's a bigot. He's a little, you know, a bigot. He's kissing racist ass, if you will, but he's a bigot. You know, I'm not going to give him that much credit. And so, that being said, now that we've exposed his, you know, soft underbelly and seen his seething, dripping, oh God, what disgusting, dirty laundry. What they're doing tonight, they indicted 12 Russians and everybody's talking about it's over. He's going to be impeached. He's not going anywhere, folks. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you don't, you know, you listen to the sound of my voice. This one's dug in. This level of corruption, average, this level of greed, nah, they're not going anywhere, bro. They thought this one out. They thought this one out. And the damage is already done. That's what's really important. The only way you're going to fix this is undo every appointment Donald Trump has made. Take him out. Then you'll maybe make some progress. But until then, let me tell you, it's a wrap. Permanent tax breaks to corporations, temporary tax breaks to the public. You folks have no idea. Barring looking toward Social Security, looking toward Medicaid, you folks don't even know. They're planning for the misery that's about to ensue. Petrodollar on shaky ground. European Union, not looking good. NATO looking weird. Donald Trump leading the way. And y'all don't listen to my show? Are you out of your minds? I mean, give me a break. I'll tell you what's happening, folks. We're on shaky ground is what's happening. You sit idly at McDonald's or Starbucks sitting there, you know, eating your French fry, not understanding the ground underneath you is shaking and quaking. This is go time. And there are things that you can do to at least prepare your psyche for what's about to hit it. I know you think I'm crazy. Experts are now predicting something traumatic. Experts, people that have been here before. Reputable reputations claiming traumatic eventuality. Because the center cannot hold, not with Donald Trump at it. You guys are out of your mind. And what's interesting is, you know, Jesus, if he hasn't put black people being an endangered species on the radar, he hates everybody, this black man. I mean, he's just a bigot. Told you about his acceptance of eugenics as a fact. He accepts eugenics but rejects climate change. You guys put a genius in office. This is going to be interesting. Also, I don't know if I shared it or not, but it's interesting that China has a submarine that's off our coast just kind of listening in. I've looked at some of the Chinese military exercises. I'm being in the military. I will tell you, I mean, without shame, that they look freaking spectacular. And I don't mean in like some, they look okay. I mean in some futuristic way. Their military exercises that they did earlier this year, folks, if you didn't look at it, with the president of China dressed in military garb, was a sight to behold. And when I say they had next level shit, They did. And you can see it. It's on CGN. You got to do is download the app. They made a big hoo-ha about it. I think it was 75 years military or something. And what I'm trying to tell you folks is you go ahead and get Brody if you want. You get isolationist if you want. Keep it up. Yeah, Amos keeps up on stuff. I want to talk about more stuff like that because it's important that we keep a global look. With about 20 minutes left, let me tell you this, folks, just what I believe. I don't believe in borders. I am if you want to call me a globalist, that's fine. I'm not per se for globalism because the countries that exist stand relatively established by the Creator in my studies, in my understanding. So I don't call for a one world government. Mm-mm. I may have entertained the thought, but no longer. I think, I try to adhere to biblical principle. I'm not a biblist. I'm not a religious guy. You guys know that about me. I never said I was a nice guy, ever. I'm real about what I am. I know that there are those on this podcast and other podcasts that are doing better, more noble work than me. But I think I get into the meat of this. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting into the meat. I'm going to go ahead and just get down into the dirt. I'll let others take the high ground. I'm taking the low ground because somebody's got to dig. Might as well be me. I'm lowest to the ground. I might as well dig. I'm the lowest of all of you. I don't have a problem saying that. It's partly why I keep my anonymity. But I will tell you this. I've studied enough. I'm surrounded by information that bombards me at every moment of my waking day, and I can tell you I'm getting a picture, and the picture ain't good, and it points in our direction. The eventual destination of attention will be us, because they'll have no one else to turn to in this country to objectify, to marginalize, to mitigate. Native Americans are taken care of. They have casinos. We got nothing. We got the ghetto. We got Chicago. We got Detroit. I guess we got Philly too, right? All the major cities with highways just off their edges, the ability for tanks to roll in easily, if everybody notices in their neighborhood. I know the people that I'm talking to in your neighborhood see the speed bumps, but between the speed bumps are these tranklets. That's what they're called, tanklets. Because they let the tanks roll through without any kind of diminishing of their forward motion. So, yeah, folks, it's already been set up that they can gather us. They practiced in Jade Helm. They can gather us. And so, what did Batman say? If it's even a 1% possibility that they can gather us, we should treat it like a certainty. How about that, folks? And I don't just mean black folks being gathered, because it ain't going to be just us. It's going to be some of y'all white folks, too. You coming. Some of you going to come because you want to. Others of you going to come because you fear for your relatives. And they're going to let you go. I don't know, folks. It's dismal, man. It's dismal. They can't even get along amongst themselves. They want to get along with us. You want me to repeat that? I tell you what, take a step back, look at them as if we weren't around. Wouldn't you think they're losing their minds? I don't know. Nah, man, it ain't racism. It's self preservation. It ain't racism, it's realism. That's what I'm about. We have a problem. My job is just to turn you to that problem at least a couple hours a day. If I can afford it, 3 hours a day. I encourage everyone listening, if you're interested, you can call me, 563-999-3653. People keep telling me they're not calling because they don't feel the need. I cover it. I appreciate that sentiment. I appreciate all the private messages I'm receiving. the ads on Twitter. I appreciate the ads on Facebook. I appreciate the ads on Instagram. I'm trying to make this a social media supported program. I'm asking for your support. Please go to the Amos A. Nunn GoFundMe page found at amosanunn.com. And for God's sake, donate. Keep us on the air because, and I say us, I got a producer, folks. Don't think this is some, just because I'm using Blog Talk Radio. The reason I have music today is because of my producer. I'll introduce him in a later show. Great guy. So we got intro music. We're waiting for outro music. I got a lot of shows in the can. I see you guys listening. I appreciate it. You tune in because maybe you agree with what I say. Maybe you just want to hear a soothing voice. Maybe you like it. I don't know. I'm only promoting. I'm only talking to folks. My target audience are African Americans, quote unquote, not a real thing. But my target audience are Hebrew Israelites, and specifically Hebrews, Israelites, and Hebrew Israelites. There's three different individuals within the nation. Three different identities. And we, and you know, if you study, you know. If you don't, study. And so that's who I direct this broadcast toward, this podcast toward. For those of you that listen because you have relatives that may be of color, the ones that listen because you are sympathetic to our cause, you understand that we are under attack. We are an endangered species. The numbers don't lie. 50 million black people in the Americas. 43 million for sure here in the United States. Against over 7 billion people influenced, if not directly attributed, to the United States. All eventually turning their eyes toward us in following the lead of the United States. Because let me explain, very few countries came to our aid during slavery. Most countries, in fact, all countries just tolerated it. They condemned, they wagged their little wrinkled fingers toward the United States, but they let it happen. You don't want to talk about history, do you? This actually happened because it was allowed to happen. People were sold into bondage because it's what people wanted. There's also prophecy involved. I know that. I'm not addressing that particular aspect of what occurred, but hey, it's out there. Again, folks, I am Amos A. Nunn. I'm the Black Fact Checker. I'm the Incognigro. I like that little term. I made that up. And again, today we discuss black people in America being an endangered species and how you can incorporate the three principles of separate, educate, and do no harm in acting like one. Very simple. Endangered species retreat. They learn about their surroundings. They commiserate with one another. I don't see endangered species generally killing one another or harming one another. They know their numbers. And with population of the United States, 12.1% being the progeny of slaves directly, that's a small number of people out of over 300 million. That's a very small number. And then if you take that number and you compare it against the population of other world nations, the number still remains small. And so why not act as if you are, shall I say, precious? Don't harm yourself. Don't, you know, I think back to, you know, I'm a Trekker. I will admit that. I think back to Star Trek, the new one. I like the new one. Guy playing Spock watches his home planet destroyed and talks about being a member of an endangered species. Art imitates life in some instances, and I believe we are at the precipice of a movement against us eventually. I'm not trying to alarm you. If it doesn't happen, at least you're ready. I mean, hey, but they do keep calling the cops on us. I don't know. I do appreciate the listenership. I appreciate the support. I appreciate the comments. I appreciate all the folks out there that that share the Amos A. Nunn Show. I'm trying to not offend, but I know that I will, and so I'm full speed ahead. I know that my words are sharp. I know that I'm direct. I know that to some listening ears, it sounds as if I'm a blithering racist, but I'm not. What I am is I'm just looking at it for what it is, hoping others do the same, and those others being you folks, you white folks listening, so that you can turn your attention to the guys acting like idiots and tell them to freaking stop. And meanwhile, while we wait for you to do that, I think it's in our best interest to simply recess into a distant posture so that we can reset and shake off your influence, shake off your mentality. How about just shake off the affect of your barrage of animus? Take a time out. Call it what you will, but I can tell you without doubt, if black people, again, I say it, if black people put into action the principles of the agenda in separating, what you would do is do everything possible to remove yourself from any aggressive action toward you. I know that would be hard, but if you look at it objectively and say, I will, listen to me, first, I understand you're dangerous, I'm just going to leave, I don't want any problem, and more importantly, even if I were to be aggressive, you are a white person. If the police come here, I'm probably going to be the one that goes to jail. So no, I'm not going to engage in any violent behavior, and I'm leaving, and that's it. And if all of us shamed them and gave them no target, I wonder what would happen. How nervous would they get? Wouldn't they get nervous? Whoa, 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 wait, there's a change in dynamic here. Where are all the black folks? Man, they're staying to themselves, bro. What? Why? What do you mean, why? Wouldn't you, the dude, mad because you walked past a store and heard black music playing, you went in there and made a big old fuss with the lady? Well, I was just, yeah. You feel me? How about it, man? Who's with me? And if you're not, I don't care. Because it makes absolute sense. We've tried everything else. I'm done repeating the same thing. It's insanity, right? Repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. We keep marching. We keep praying. We keep silent protests. We keep some not-so-silent protests. We know what won't work, an uprising. That's ridiculous. I don't even think about it. Plus, it's not in your nature to be freaking violent. It's ridiculous. It's just, and it's just thinking logically about, there's too many people we need to help on this planet, as our job is to help every person on this planet, to care for all things on this earth, no matter what is here. That includes them. See, if you walked around with that noble attitude rolling in your mind, in that I am set apart to do a specific thing, and my thing is two things. I'm going to treat people like I want to be treated. Observe the law by doing that. So just that covers everything. That's just the simplicity of it. That's it. Treat people like I want to be treated, which observes all the commandments. And something else, I'm trying to think it out, but I think I said it in yesterday's show. They're just two basic things. Acknowledge the Creator, obey the commandments by being to each other. Do something to somebody you know you don't want done to you. Covers pretty much everything. So I think the affect of taking this type of step would be impactful in two directions. It would unify us create the nation that we are, the nationhood that we represent, trapped in this society. And there's no threat in acknowledging that, white folks. Okay, acknowledging that black people are a nation and society is not a danger to you. There is no need for any panic. But it does give us the identity that was stolen from us when you brought us here against our will. Now, are you going to do this? Probably not, because if prophecy holds true, this whole thing is going to go south. I'm just telling you. Seems to be lining up, but I'm still holding out at least some glimmer of maybe if we could just slow it down for a minute. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the incognito, the undisclosed location. Get a little bit tired, but I will press on because I owe it to you to reinforce what I'm trying to say, which is I'm not fostering an agitation. I'm not calling for animus. There's no attitude. You don't have to have a chip on your shoulder. You will be perceived as having a chip on your shoulder because you are now aware of what they are doing, and you cannot help that. That's on them. But you don't have to say it with any type of, you know, syrupy contempt in your voice when you speak to them. But it's my opinion that if you allow them to see that there is an abject change afoot in all of us, in that we are committed to stay out of harm's way, we're going to educate ourselves, and we're going to give you a minute. Take that minute and just, you know, purge. I don't know. My God, what do you do with these backward individuals? Of course, you don't purge them. You change their mind. You let them know this is unacceptable. Or you let them take over your society and implode. Whatever works for you guys. Again, Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the incognito. I thank you for listening. Appreciate the support. Try to do an hour show twice a day, as long as I'm able. I'm looking for your support. Of course, I need it. Everybody does. But this as a public service, this as a way of, I think, getting a word out that I believe is constructive. It may be controversial. What I'm suggesting is by all means controversial. It goes against the grain of what this country is supposed to stand for. But in light of the fact that what we are experiencing is the abject total opposite of that, we need to be prudent in our response. No violence, no confrontation, a retreat unto ourselves to reset, shake off your affect, and perhaps allow you to shake off some of your own affect. And that's the gentlest way that I can put this. That's my suggestion. I'm not simply suggesting get away from you folks, you're crazy, because really that's kind of applicable. But just, you know, for goodness sake, man, you're not treating us well. Why are we sticking around? It's almost like a relationship. It's stupid. You keep whipping my ass and I keep grinning in your face saying, oh, it's okay. Man, come on, man. We're out. We're moving to our mothers. All right, folks, listen to the broadcast. Do me a favor. Share it and click on the little follow button so I get more followers. I intend to make this successful. I intend to spread the word and have a larger audience. I appreciate any audience, even the audience of one, and you guys are great. Thanks so much. You guys have yourselves a wonderful afternoon. I'm Amos A. Nunn, and it's done. You feel me? Outro music. Here we go, folks. Shout out one more time. I forgot. I got to give credit to the outro music. Tone Quality provided it. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the incognito. Thanking you for tuning in. Hoping you share, you like, you follow. Have a great one.